Well, Jimmy, well done on the win. That was just what everybody wanted in the circumstances, wasn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, given the circumstances, we knew we had to focus on gaining 3 points, and we've achieved that tonight with a good team performance. Obviously, gives us a platform to build upon.
It was a strange 3-0, though. You've got to admit that.
Yeah, I think Swansea are a very, very good team. They posed us lots of problems first half. Obviously, Sam Johnson was outstanding tonight. You know, another evening. You know, we could have fed ourselves 2 or 3 down quite easily. You know, half time was key for us to get to half time and to analyse the first half and to speak to the players and to try and problem solve that a little bit. And I thought they were excellent second half.
And the penalty. Have you ever seen anything quite like that on a football pitch?
Probably down at Power League. No. It was a. I couldn't see whether it was a penalty or not. I'm not too sure the referee had a good view of it himself either. But it was quite a strange penalty.
Well, let's talk about the positives. I mean, Chris Brunt's free kick puts it into a dangerous area and it works its way straight in, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, he's got that quality, Chris. Without Chris in the team, we have a. A greater lack of a threat from set plays. His delivery is outstanding. Obviously, on the night, he's managed to get us a goal up.
And Mason Holgate with a centre forward header, wasn't it? For this
it was. Yeah, it was great contact and something we worked on yesterday. Gary Walsh, the goalkeeping coach, it was absolutely lashing down. We ran at the training ground and freezing cold, and it was kind of the end of the session. And that 10 minutes was well worth it.
And Jay Rodriguez ices the cake for you towards the end, isn't he?
Yeah, he does, yeah. Jay's obviously played a lot of football more central in recent times. His application, understanding of the game is second to none. So I'm delighted that Jay managed to get a goal for all his defensive responsibilities and effort.
You feel a bit for Dwight Gale because, again, the goalkeeper's made two outstanding saves, hasn't he, from him?
Yeah, he has. I mean, the one towards the end from the header was an unbelievable save. I thought it was in from where I was standing. But Dwight... Take goals away from Dwight. Dwight contributes massively to the team. His movement and penetration and threat in behind is very, very good. His understanding of when to press is outstanding, and his work ethic is incredible.
Happy with the shape tonight, 4-3-3?
There were one or two areas that we could have been better on. I thought we could have been more patient with the ball when we had it. I think sometimes when you spend so long without the ball, when you turn it over, your natural thought and natural instinct is to try and penetrate and go up the pitch. We had a couple of moments where we, with a little bit better quality, I think we would have got in and really, really hurt them. There's some moments where we could have maybe been a bit more patient and made some extra passes and try to control the game ourselves with the ball.
I know it's soon after the final whistle, but Craig Dawson, Mason Holgate, they both picked up knocks. Is that why you took them off?
Yeah. So Craig gave us a signal just before a set play, and again Mason gave me the signal. So, you know, as soon as they gave me them signals, we were getting the subs prepared to replace them.
So what now? Thoughts turn to Brentford on Saturday, I presume, for you?
Yeah, they have to. I mean, when I spoke to Luke Dowling, spoke to Mark Jenkins, it was, you know, to prepare the team for the game against Swansea. We've obviously done that and come through it. Football moves very, very quickly. There may be an appointment within the next 24-40 hours. I don't know. But we as a staff now have got to make sure that we focus on preparing for the game against Brentford, and that's what we'll do until told otherwise.
But you expect to be in the dugout at Griffin Park, I presume, as we stand here?
I'm going to prepare for that, and make sure from our point of view we're ready to go with a game plan and planning training sessions. We have a schedule. I don't think the schedule will change regardless what happens. So, yeah, we're planning for the game against Brentford, as I said, until told otherwise.
For somebody that's been an academy coach here for 13 years, you've made it all the way up to the first team. You got a 3-0 win in the first team. What does that mean to you personally, Jimmy?
I just said to the players in there, you know, it was a, I don't know if there's a right thing or wrong thing to say to the players. It's been a surreal experience, you know. Obviously the news of three members of staff departing, and you know, then it's going to be on my shoulders to take charge. And if I look back to 18 years ago when I first started coaching, I never thought I'd be in this position. Like I said, it's been quite a surreal moment, and one I'm sure I'll look back with fond memories, and one I can take to the grave.